Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaël Clayzet. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Gaël Clayzet. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. Maynisch moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maynisch scores. Cronin scores. Harris moves to third. It's 3-0, Senators. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clayzet fields it and throws to first for the out. Harris scores. Schulte moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, Senators. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schulte scores. It's 5-0, Senators. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 5-1, Senators. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Senators. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 5-4, Senators. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Higgins moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Meyer hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Meyer moves to second. Jim Peterson now pitching. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Meyer moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Meyer scores. One out. It's 6-4, Senators. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Mainisch goes all the way around to score. Harris moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 7-4, Senators. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Harris moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Quell takes first base on ball 4. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bludge hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 10-4, Senators. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Peterson moves to second. General Crowder now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Majeski now catching. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harris is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peterson takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Peterson moves to third. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 10, and the Athletics 4. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 11-4, Senators. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Williams reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 11-5, Senators. Jim Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Athletics 5. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a pop-up. Foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Athletics 5. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Bluge strikes out. 2 outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berg hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge throws to first for 1, and QL throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Coleman moves to third. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 11-6, Senators. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Athletics 6. The Senators will come to bat. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Finney pinch hits for Jim Peterson. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bishop moves to third. It's 11-7, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bishop scores. Two outs. It's 11-8, Senators. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Senators 11, Athletics, 1. Bill McAfee now pitching. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 11, and the Athletics 11. The Senators will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Williams. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Majeski and he is safe. QL steals second. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bluge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-11, Senators. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Mo Berg. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Bluge moves to second. Bill McAfee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAfee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bluge scores. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 13-11, Senators. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 13, and the Athletics 11. The Athletics will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Miller reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Harris. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 13-12, Senators. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bishop scores. It's Senators, 13, Athletics, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 13, and Washington Senators, 13. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.